Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, there they go again. The EPA has levied a fine of $37,500 per day on a farmer, Andy Johnson, of Fort Bryden, Wyoming. Mr. Johnson's offense is that he built a pond for his horses and cattle on his 8-acre property. And before building it, he obtained a permit from the state as required. Never mind, EPA said he violated federal law by constructing a dam on Little 6 Mile Creek, which runs through his farm, even though stock ponds are specifically excluded from the Clean Water Act. The creek is a tributary which feeds into the Green River. So what? When you get a rain, even ditches feed into the river. I can relate to this. When I was a young boy, my dad built a dam which collects water. We're never short of water for our hogs now. And as a boy, I used to ice skate on the pond in the winter and fish the pond in the summer. There are geese on the pond to this day. I have other friends that have farm ponds. I think Mr. Johnson's pond is good for the environment, as my farm pond is. Mr. Johnson points out that his pond provides water for not just his horses, but also the eagles and the moose and other wildlife. Former U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Enforcement Officer Ray Cagle said that the water flowing out of Mr. Johnson's pond is 3 times cleaner than the water entering, according to lab tests. And that's because the sediment settles in the pond and clean water flows on out. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead said that the pond was permitted and constructed in accordance with state law. And then I quote the governor, "The actions of the EPA has been heavy-handed," end of quote. And after months of negotiations, Mr. Johnson filed a lawsuit against the EPA to save his farm pond. He said, "We're going to fight them all the way." As I speak, the EPA is in the process of pushing new regulations to expand their jurisdiction over more of our private property. Will they succeed, or can we hold our ground? Happy Labor Day. Hats off to the working man. And I am John Brock from Washington.